This is Causton's Countdown with Ferry Causton. The interactive dance chart show where you control the music.
Hi, this is TSO.
Nine.
Hey, I'm Armin van Buuren.
Eight.
Hi, this is Paul van Dyk.
Seven.
This is Martin Ayer.
Six. Now,
five.
You control
three,
the music.
One.
This is Causton's Countdown. Causton's Countdown with Ferry Causton.
Hey guys, welcome to Causton's Countdown 500 with me, Ferry Causton. Thanks for tuning in. As you know, we celebrated Causton's Countdown 500 with a massive 8-hour live broadcast. Enjoy this recap that takes you back to this special day. Last Saturday in my hometown of Rotterdam.
What is up, Ferry? Gareth Emery here. Big congratulations on 500 episodes of Causton's Countdown. Nice one, man. See you soon.
Causton's Countdown, episode 500, the celebrations. Live from Rotterdam, from Club Annabelle.
Yep.
Your hometown, Ferry.
To be here is really good. Yeah, for sure.
And it's a special occasion for sure.
Absolutely.
500 episodes
of like a weekly show. You know, it's a lot of hard work for everyone involved. You know, we got a whole, it's like a big sort of team that does all the social media, does all the filming. There's a lot of stuff happening.
It's a bit undertaking, yeah, for sure. Can you still recall? What was the first time you did a radio show?
2007, for
2007,
sure.
Wow.
And I remember, I was like, okay, what am I going to do?
I'm scared.
How's
it going
to work?
Yeah,
you know, it's just like, you're so not used to hearing your own voice, first of all. I'm still not used to it. How are you going to select your music? How are your fans going to respond to what you selected, right?
And try to be different. I mean, obviously the top three. As voted for by the listeners is
that's
something that stands out for Causton's Countdown.
Exactly, but you know, I'm still with the concept. I'm still sort of like dependent on the new music that I get every week. You know, I select those tracks out of it, and what I play then is just up to the listener to vote their favorite tracks that I will play as the top three.
Hi guys, Jono here from Above and Beyond. Huge congratulations to Ferry and the team for hitting their 500th radio show landmark. We certainly appreciate the support you guys have shown to our Anjuna family, and long may it continue. See you on the road soon, mate.
Hey Ferry, this is Jess, and I want to congratulate you on 500 episodes of Causton's Countdown, the best. Thank you for supporting all the music and bringing us great music every week. We love you, and here's to 500 more.
Wow, what a proper way to celebrate 500 episodes of the Causton's Countdown radio show. Please give it up one more time for Ferry Causton. And you know, I see loads of votes entering the website, but we can still do more. So go to caustonscountdown.com, cast your top three, so we have a proper top 10 in the final hour of the show.
I think we're 10 minutes away.
You're listening to Causton's Countdown 500 with Ferry Causton.
Hey Ferry, this is Dimension, and I would like to congratulate you with 500th episode of Causton's Countdown.
Causton's Countdown 500 live from Rotterdam is well underway, and we have a voting going on right now between Cosmic Gate AM to PM and Cosmic Gate Falling to You. It's really,
it's
really
so close. It's so close.
Super close.
So we have 54 versus 46.
There you go. You have a few more minutes to vote, and then I will play the winner.
Hey, Ferry, Nick Chicane here, dude. Now listen, I believe congratulations are in adieu for 500 episodes of Causton's Countdown, which is quite miraculous. I've no idea how you've managed to keep that going, dude. listen, I hope to see you on a snowboard very soon, mate. Take care. Cheers. Well done.
Hey, guys. This is Giuseppe Ottaviani, and I'd like to congratulate Ferry 500 episodes of Causton's Countdown. I wish you all the best, and I'll see you soon to celebrate this together.
Causton's Countdown.
Hi Ferry, this is Orjan Nilsson, and I just really want to congratulate you on your 500th episode of Causton's Countdown. Thank you so much for your support throughout the years, and this show has become something really spectacular. So congratulations again. And here's to 500 more episodes.
I just played Gareth Emery and Lost in the Ferry Causton remix. After that, the track you're still hearing right now, Ferry Causton versus Marcus Schulz and Stella.
In the studio right now, a lot of audience. Studio audience, give it up, guys. Woohoo!
Whoa.
And Ferry, both tracks of Cosmic Gate. They're queued on the decks, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, so let's close the actual voting right now.
One,
look at the screen.
Two,
no,
three.
No, 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 it's really close. That can't be right. Oh, no, it's still moving. Look at it. Oh, damn. It is really, really, really close. So we have to close the voting at some point.
Yeah,
and
let's
the voting
do it now. We gotta
will
go.
Be?
We only have 8 hours.
Ooh, 52%. For AM, 2M. Let's play that one. This is Korsten's Countdown, episode 500.
This is Korsten's Countdown 500, live from Rotterdam.
Hey, Ferry, this is Solar Stone. I can't believe that it is 10 years since he started Korsten's Countdown, because it only seems like yesterday. I just want to say congratulations, mate, and looking forward to seeing you in Rotterdam. Bye.
Marcus, my partner in crime, I would say. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. Hey, I'm in Miami right now, and it is like 25 degrees. So I hope you're enjoying
nice.
The cold Europe weather right now, but I know you like it.
Yeah, well, I'm actually a big fan of the cold weather, you know? That means when it gets cold, it means that I am allowed to go snowboarding again soon, which I love. What's been going on in your life, man? I mean, it's not that I don't know, but,
yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, 2016, I released my Watch the World album, and yeah. As the year went on, we did the remixes, which are now coming out, but I'm gearing up 2017, the relaunch of the Dakota project, and I'm really excited about that. It's a project that I'm calling the Nine Skies, and, you know, it's cool. It's something I've been working on for the last 6 months, and it's definitely deeper, darker, moodier, with a message, you know. I look at it as a real artistic, like an art project, the Dakota project.
Yeah, more like a conceptual thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is very cool, you know. Once you start doing that, your whole mindset in the studio is very different.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, instead
of not just making individual songs, but you're making songs or acts, you know. It's like, think of it almost as theater. Each song is an act to the big story.
It's a track with a purpose, right? Almost.
Exactly.
This is more like a sound that you can really use for your long rabbit hole sets,
well,
if you will.
Well, what that's the thing is, you know, first what you do is you start creating the songs, and then you got to start figuring out, okay, now how am I going to make these songs theatrical for the live shows? And that's really
exactly.
Where I'm at now. I have about 18 tracks done between now and the time the first Dakota show happens. Is how am I going to make this work in a live setting and be fun? It's a balancing act.
So you're also, you know, planning on like a live tour with this, or?
Yeah, I want to do limited shows next year in some select places. You know, not every place is the right place for it. As you know, with the Goriella show, you just can't
yeah.
do it everywhere. You want to have a place where your visual message comes across as well.
Exactly, where you can show, yeah, to show the magnitude of it, basically.
Yeah, so kind of
yeah.
the same thing.
Cool, man. Well, I'm also looking forward to doing a couple of shows with you again next year. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to keep everybody in suspense. There'll be some unannounced shows. There'll be some shows where you're playing, and I'll just jump up on stage and show
oh, yeah.
where I'm playing, and I'll drag you up on stage. I'm sure.
Would it be the first time?
So yeah,
absolutely.
We always have. I think that's what makes the New World Punks project, when we do it, so special and so much fun. Is expect the unexpected, right? We're just like having a great time with it, and I think the fans see that. It's just us having fun, and it rubs off on the audience as well.
Hey, cool, man. So thanks for your time, buddy, and I wish you all the best for this big new year that's coming up for you, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you enjoy the snow, I'm gonna enjoy the ocean, and I'll see you on stage somewhere soon.
This is Korsten's Countdown 500.
Korsten's Countdown 500, live from Rotterdam, Club Annabelle. We're halfway through hour 6, I believe.
Yeah.
Time
within
goes
an hour,
quick, man. Oh my goodness.
Within an hour, we start the actual voting for the top 10.
Yeah.
So in the final hour, we don't know yet what to play.
up to you guys. You guys really need to help us out. Vote for your favorite track that you've heard this whole day, really.
Exactly. So you can go to the website, CorstensCountdown.com, mark your favorite. So there's a huge track list, and you can mark your favorite tracks. So that helps you to create your own personal top three when we ask so in an hour. So
exactly.
Now's the time to do so.
Stay tuned, guys, because the interview with Armin is very, very interesting as well.
Corsten's Countdown 500.
Hey, man, long time ago. How are you?
Very well, man. Thank you. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very, very good. You know, excited to be doing Corsten's Countdown 500. It's, you know, you've had many milestones.
Congratulations, man. No, I know how hard it is to do a radio show every week. And
every week, yeah.
You know, it's really, I think it's only great for the scene that there are so many radio shows, but not many have reached the milestone of 500 episodes. So congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, congratulations to you as well. I mean, you had a crazy year in 2016, and I believe you have some massive plans for 2017 as well.
Yeah, literally massive.
Yeah. Tell me more about it, whatever you can let us know.
To put a long story short, next year I'm celebrating 20 years as a DJ, as a producer. And I was really in doubt what I wanted to do, because I didn't really want to do a best of world tour, because it felt a bit, I don't know, I feel really old, you know, if you like some sort of a best of tour. That didn't
But then, to be honest, you know, when you mentioned 20 years of Armin,
that's a pretty
big number as well.
It's a big number. So, but I did feel like it's a special occasion. Because also, you know, as an artist, as a producer, I'm really proud of what I achieved in the past, and I still love and cherish those records, also our collaborations and everything. You know, a lot of people are really missing the old Armin Only shows, like, you know, when I did tracks with, you know, Christian Burns and Nadia Ali and Susanna on stage, and I don't tour with them anymore because, you know, I have new albums that I do. So I thought, you know, why not for one time only do one concert in Amsterdam? So on the 12th and 13th of May, I'll be doing the Amsterdam Arena.
Congratulations, man. It's I heard the 13th is sold out.
13th is sold out, and the 12th will definitely sell out as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So it's a unique show that we only make for those dates, and I'm not going to do a world tour with the concept.
Right.
Because it feels a bit, you know, and I'm already busy with new projects, with a new album. You know, a lot of people thought that I was going to quit. I'm like, no.
Okay.
Because I have, you know, I still have so many things I want to do and I want to achieve and, you know, future ideas, and who knows where the future will bring me. But I don't want to look back too much.
It's cool that you do this as almost like a present to your fans, I would say.
Yeah.
This is the best of Armin Only, yes, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But are you doing any other normal Armin Onlys in other cities this year?
Yeah, I'm still touring with the Embrace Tour, touring with Kensington, Mr. Props, with Betsy Larkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really great. So we still have a couple of big shows to come. Australia, end of January. Early February is The Forum in LA, Auckland, Jakarta, Singapore, I think Russia, Kiev. I'm really looking forward to that one. And the final of the Embrace Tour will be in the Amsterdam Arena. So I really want to close the Armin Only chapter in the arena.
Amazing, man. Well, I wish you all the luck.
Thank you.
It's going to be a big challenge, and seeing what's coming up, it's going to be amazing.
You know, at this point in my career, I'm only feeling grateful, you know, grateful for the support, grateful for the so many fans that have been around. And I can only feel, you know, gratitude towards my fans, to my colleagues, yourself included, for everything that's happened to me over the past year. So,
I also want to thank you, obviously, for this interview, but also, you know, for all the support that you've given me over the last year and a half, especially with all the Guriella stuff as well. So thanks for that.
Hey, man, I'm a fan.
love it. Hey, before I let you go, as you know, Corsten's Countdown, you know, we do 500 right now. This is where everyone can actually put their own requests in. Do you have any requests that you want to hear on Corsten's Countdown 500?
Oof, do I have any requests? Well, I do think that I have one specific request, and I normally don't do this because I never ask for my own tracks, but I do feel that the track Exhale that we made together was such a special moment in my career and in my life.
Yeah.
And I remember that we worked on it. I came to your studio, and the first track that we did, we weren't so happy with. And then all of a sudden, we came up with the idea for Exhale, and that track meant a lot for my career, meant a lot for the dance floors over the world. And also, shooting the video for that was an absolute highlight.
That was hilarious.
I'm sure that people can find the YouTube link somewhere, but then you see a really young Ferry Corsten and a really young Armin van Buuren stuck in some field. And I still think when I watch that video, it feels like yesterday that we recorded
that. It does,
that.
It does actually. Yeah. Especially, I can still remember so well when we were in that field of the yellow flowers.
Yeah, what were we doing there?
walking. Of course, we thought it was cool for the video to just, you know, because I remember it was pretty random. We were on our way to Passion in Colville, and we saw this yellow field out there, and we just told the drivers, like, hey, stop here. That's where we're going to film. And we didn't realize that those yellow flowers gave off a lot of the yellow powder that's in the flowers, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
and
true.
And it was all over our pants. Yeah. It was just
and I wear colored pants. I remember that. Oh, yeah. God. Very, but I still remember those days, you know, the early days when you were just, you know, there was no, you know, EDC Ultra that was just beginning. It was just all very, really small. And, you know, for us, the highlight of the weekend, something we looked forward to the whole week, was playing in Passion or in Gatecrasher or you know, at Slinky. And I still remember those days because that's where it all started, man. That was, so if I can request one track, it has to be Exhale.
Exhale. All right, man. Well, you got it. And I'll see you very soon, I hope.
Cool, man. Thank you.
This is Corsten's Countdown 500, live from Rotterdam. Countdown 500, top 10.
Corsten's Countdown 500, ever there?
The moment is there, and I would like to
ask Twan to come to
Twan,
say
hello. Just give it up for Twan.
Twan!
Woo! Just explain to you, Twan is one of the guys working in your team, Ferry.
Twan is actually, as long as I'm the presenter for Corsten's Countdown, Twan is the administrator in a way. So he's the guy behind Corsten's Countdown, as well as Selwyn. But Twan is always the one who's doing the scripts for me, so yeah.
Give it up!
And yet again, he's a bringer of good news, which is the top 10!
Number 10.
And of course, this is Dimension and Dopamina at number 10.
10. Number 9.
Exciting tracks, seeing the top 10 shape up. This was Gareth Emery featuring Jenna Devlin and the Ferry Corsten remix of Lost.
Number 9 in the Corsten's countdown, the ultimate countdown.
Let's see what number 8 is.
Number 8.
Ferry Corsten presents Guriella and Neighbor. We'll be right back.
number 7.
Hey Ferry, this is Ali and Fila, and we want to congratulate you on 500 episodes of Corsten's Countdown. See you soon somewhere, man.
Exciting top 10 this so far.
Oh yes. And guys, do you like the top 10 so far? Give it up! Exactly, that's what we do. Oh, you, plenty more to come.
Oh yeah, you will get more.
Did you know, Ferry, by the way, that we're trending in Mexico?
That's very good.
CC500, so if you interact on Twitter, social media, etc., use hashtag CC500.
Absolutely, and of course, after the show, the other party will continue in the other room here in Annabelle. So if you are in the neighborhood of Rotterdam in the Netherlands,
few tickets left, I think, not much,
drop by
for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, what's next? Number six, isn't it?
It's number six already. Counting down to number one.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have any idea what number one would be? A shout out who you think is number one. Come on.
What do
you
think?
You could be right, but only we know.
Well, let's start with number six.
Number six.
That was Ferry Corsten featuring Betsy Larkin, Made of Love. And before that, the Ali and Fila remix of Beautiful.
Also, Niba by Ferry Corsten presents Gorilla. Number 9, Lost, Ferry Corsten remix, Gareth Emery together with Janet Devlin. And number 10, of course, Dopamina, Dimension.
Absolutely.
That's the top 10 so far.
Let's see what's on number 5.
Number 5.
Oh, by the way, Ferry. Did you know that we're trending in Brazil?
Hello, hello, Brazil! And this is System F featuring Armin van Buuren and Exhale. 4. So far we've been doing pretty up-tempo stuff.
Number 5,
I'm sorry. I was just queuing up number 4.
Exactly.
You know what the cool thing is? We actually did that question earlier today, where the preference was. Like the slower, groovy stuff versus...
Exactly, so what's your type of trance music? Okay, shout it out if you like the deep stuff, the slow stuff. Shout it out, okay? And who likes the uplifting stuff? That was, surprisingly, the actual vote was sort of 50-50, right?
Yeah. When we asked the question, I was really really surprised about that, because I really expected the big woo on the 138 stuff. So that makes...
But there is a reason why we're slowing down a bit now. Maybe you should explain.
There is a reason, because, you know, doing the top 10, there's always tracks that don't really match up with the rest. And I think one of the slower tracks that we played today made it into the top 10, and it's one of my very, very big favorites of one of my compilation CDs that it featured on. And it's actually called Hurricane and Right Back.
Number 4.
For the top 3.
Yeah, honestly, I do like it that a track like this makes it into the the top 10, really.
It's probably the biggest surprise of the top 10, right? This track.
It was a real, you know, when I said whoa earlier, I saw this track and I was like, now what? You know, this is how I'm gonna mix this together. Exactly, exactly.
So, talking about mixing, I mean, you've been mixing in key most of the time today.
I try to do that as much as I can, really, because you know.
What's mixing in key? Just a little bit of education here, people.
Mixing in key is basically, especially with trance music, it's very melodical, it's very musical. So you wanna make sure that you don't have any keys that
the
a song
tones,
is in,
yeah,
that are clashing, right? So because then your toes in your shoe will go like. So yeah, exactly. So I try, and many DJs with me that I know. Do the same thing. We key our records, so we know exactly what sort of key the record is produced in, so we can match it up with that, and then, you know, within the keys that are in a chord, we can jump from key to key.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. You've learned something new today, guys. Wow.
Hey. But there's something else we should learn today, and that's actually the number 3.
Ooh, counting down the top 3 of Gorsten's Countdown 500.
Number 3.
And that's William Orbit's Barbara's Adagio for Strings in the Ferry Corsten remix.
What a classic! Wow!
If you're if you want to party after this, we mentioned it before, there's in the main room here in Annabelle, there's the CC 500 after party with Robert Nixon, who's playing right now, Solar Stone, Stoneface and Terminal, Giuseppe Ottaviani doing live 2.0.
That's amazing. That's the show.
Yep, exactly. And then Ferry Corsten is playing. Okay.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
And we have Guriella as well there tonight.
Who's excited to see Guriella? Yay!
So what are we doing for number 2? Any idea?
I don't know.
Number 2.
That's classic as well.
Terracotta and Carte Blanche. Here. Hey, very special day for me, like I said in the very beginning of the show. And then it's finally time for the number one of Korsten's Countdown 500.
Proper timing.
Voted by you. this is a track that...
It's no surprise, right?
We can say
it's pretty... What's the number one track? Shout it out.
It's been... What? Pretty special to me. Let's just start with
number one.
Ferry Corsten presents Guriella and Anna Hera. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in and listen again next week to the next episode of Corsten's Countdown. And I'll see you soon around the world somewhere. Soon. Ciao.
Bye.
live from Rotterdam.